Like I say, we're glad to be here this morning. We appreciate the service thus far. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Not be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings, the 12th chapter. 1 Kings, the 12th chapter. I got another verse to read you, but I can't find it. But I'll quote it. You just have to look it up later. I hate that when it happens. I know about where it's at. I just can't lay my hand on it. But listen to the reading that we have this morning. 12th chapter, 1 Kings. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of the king, of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, I will depart. Back up. And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, and then come again. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day. And as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him. And spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now see to thy own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute and over all Israel, stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a little bit out of the 12th chapter of 1 Kings. Now, I need your prayers, so you pray for us for just a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way and try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's some things in this scripture that no doubt we'd like to get around to, but I don't know that I'll get around to that. Don't know what we'll preach on very much this morning, but nonetheless, this is the closest thing, seems like, that we've got to our hearts, and I just like for you to think about that, of the situation that we read unto you. The Bible says, I'm going to quote you that verse here in a minute, the Lord being our helper, but the Bible says and teaches us in this day, if you'll know and realize that Solomon, brethren, had died. Solomon had, him and Jonathan both had died in the wars, you well know, and Jeroboam and Rehoboam was the sons of Solomon. The scripture teaches us that, brethren, there was three kings over that of Israel. The first one was Saul, which the people asked for. They asked for a king that they might be like other people. And God gave them a king by the name of Saul, which was a head taller than any man in the camp. And Saul was a good king, except Saul had a problem obeying the Lord. He disobeyed God, and it caused him to be rejected of his kingship. And then after Saul, of course, that of David had become king, and after David, Solomon had become king. And after these three kings, the house was divided. It was divided into Israel and Judah. And they began and they had two kings. Now, they would have had one had a Rehoboam, had he listened to that of the council of the old men. Brethren, the Bible said that the men of Israel came to him and he said, they asked him something. And brethren, he inquired of the old men, but he also inquired of the young men which grew up with him. And the Bible said that he took that of the counsel of the young men. And for that reason, my friend, the children of Israel did not come under the heading of Rehoboam, but Judah did. Yes, it did. So you think about this for just a minute. You might say, preacher, what is the matter with all that? Well, number one, had he listened to that of the counsel of the old men, brethren, he'd have had all the kingdom of the house of God. Yes, he would. Brethren, I believe today that there's a lot of folks that's listening to the wrong counsel. Now, you might think, well, preacher, that don't make good sense. Brethren, there's a world full of folks today that is listening, brethren, to the generation that they're raised up with. Yes, they are. Bible says over in the New Testament, and it says, and the whole house of Stephanus has addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Think about that. Brethren, they had addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints today. Brethren, we're under the influence of something today. We most certainly are. We're under the influence. Brethren, these folks round about today that you say, preacher, I'm no addict. The word addicted, the only time it ever appears in the Word of God is concerning the house of Stephanus. And brethren, they addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Brethren, I got news for you. You're under the influence, brethren, of something today. More than likely, something somebody told you. Is that not right? This is the way. Bible says, my friend, that there was a word coming to the man of God over there one day, and he said, this is the way. This is the way. Brethren, have you ever listened to the Spirit of God? Have you ever heard, brethren, the cool walkings of God, my friend, and took His counsel above all things? Have you? Have you? Under the influence. Most of us think, my friend, being under the influence, brethren, is that of alcohol or drugs or some things like that. And brethren, that's what the world, my friend, believes. And that's what they're under today. Bible said that when he left that of the old men, I believe the scriptures indicated that he's already not going to take the counsel. He listened to what they had to say, but brethren, he did not take the counsel of the old men. I'm not going to tell you, brethren, this morning that ever, brethren, old person in this world is right. I'm not going to tell you, my friend, that you need to listen to everything that they have to say. But brethren, there's some trusted people in this world, and there's some people that's been down the journey. Brother, do you got to listen to them this morning? Yes, it would. Brethren, the Bible said, you say, preacher, I don't think this is much of a shouting message, what you doing getting on to us. I ain't getting on to you. Brethren, not a bit in this world, but I'll promise you one thing. You're under the influence, brethren, of something or somebody this morning. You're listening. Yes, you are. Every generation that comes on thinks they got the answer over that of the generation before them. Yes, they do. Think about it. Brethren, I don't know about you, and I got about 15, 16 year old. I thought I knowed more my daddy and my granddaddy both. Yes, sir. I was a smart little man. Yes, I was. Hadn't I, friend? But I found out, brethren, as I got older, brethren, they was pretty smart themselves. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, the Lord's trying to talk to folks today. But brethren, they're under the influence. You hear me? Do you know what the scripture says? It says, be not ye filled with wine wherein is excess. Huh? Be not filled or be not drunken, brethren, with wine wherein is excess. But be ye filled, brethren, with the Holy Ghost today. You want to be under the influence of something? Be under the influence of God. Listen to that voice that says, this is the way. Huh? This is the way. I'll promise you, and I believe this with all my heart, brethren, you'll not have a hard time figuring out which way to go if you'll listen to the Spirit of God today. You won't have a hard time figuring which way to go. No, you won't. I'll tell you something else. Brethren, before you go the wrong way, there's already something went off. There's already something, my friend, that's told you. Brother, this is the wrong way to go this morning. Listen, Rehoboam, my friend, would have been a lot better off to listen. Yes, he would have. But the scripture says, you might say, preacher, he didn't have a choice. He did have a choice. He made a choice. Now, Jeroboam, the scripture teaches us, Jeroboam was not a good king. Jeroboam, just because they is of the house and the lineage of David and that of Solomon, brethren, didn't make them spectacular. Brethren, Jeroboam, thank God, didn't follow after God. Bible says, my friend, do you know why Jeroboam was so, my friend, why they loved him so? Brethren, they loved and they followed Jeroboam because they was under the influence of what he was dishing out. And brethren, he dished out convenience over that of obedience today. Yes, he did. He made things convenient. Yes, sir. Just because it comes off Capitol Hill, my friend, don't make it right. You know that? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you're not taught like that. Doesn't make no difference. Jeroboam, my friend, Jeroboam was there to put in charge over the house of Israel. And brethren, he did everything he could that the people might follow him. Yes, sir. That they might follow him and not follow the Lord. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. In the name of the Lord, he done things. Yes, sir. In the name of the Lord. They was, behold, a skeva of Jews, the Bible says, over the New Testament. Brethren, they followed around Paul and they listened to Paul and they watched them. Brethren, as they carried out their works of Christ. And brethren, this skeva of Jews went up to the that, my friend, of the evil spirits and said, we adjure thee. Huh? Yes, sir, we adjure thee. By Jesus whom Paul preacheth, come out of them, my friend. Brethren, they thought they had that power. Brethren, just because they cried in the name of Jesus, and just because they pronounced Paul, brethren, they thought they could do the same thing. You know what them evil spirits said? They said, Jesus we know. Woo! And Paul we know. But who are you? Glory to God! What kind of influence you under today? Preacher, you can just name it. There's a bunch going around. I don't care. I'm just going to preach it anyway. Brethren, they are going around. Just name it in the name of Jesus. And brethren, I guarantee you one thing. The devil knows Jesus. Woo! My friend, at the end of the day, I'm afraid he'll know you too. Preacher, you ought not preach stuff like that. Bible said them evil spirits jumped out on them skeva of Jews, my friend. It changed their life, my friend. Yes, it did. What kind of influence you under? Huh? What kind of influence you under? Brethren, the scripture teaches us, and it's common. It's common, my friend, for people, my friend, to want to go to somebody. Brethren of their same character and their same age and their same equivalence. Yes, sir, that's fairly common. Yeah, fairly common. And brethren, you don't, these folks that even said it, brethren, about a lot of men, brethren, that preached the word. Well, I'd go down there and talk to Randy, but I know what he's going to say. Huh? Yeah, but they'll talk to everybody else. You know what I mean? Talk to everybody else. Didn't want to hear that. They won't hear something else. Brethren, ain't that how people are today? They want to hear something else, my friend. What kind of influence they under? What kind of influence are you under? I don't know. I really don't this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. Brethren, but the Lord does. Can I tell you something? Brethren, you know, and we've mentioned several times here lately about that of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Brethren, they may have been taken captivity, but they wouldn't like the rest of them. They just wouldn't like the rest of them. Brethren, they still held some things about God true to their hearts. Not just true to their hearts, true to their living. Their living, my friend, their everyday living. Brethren, to purpose in your heart, my friend, to live for God. Brethren, that means that you really won't listen to the influence of others. We're living in a day, my friend, where it's easily accepted. I'm just going to be honest with you. I most certainly am. There's some things that bothers me, and there's some things that I probably ought to say something about, but you know what? What I really want to say, my friend's going to drive them out yonder. It is. It's just going to drive them further away. I'd like to be able, my friend, to hold just a little bit of peace long enough that I could sit down with them, my friend, and talk to them through the Spirit of God. Let them know, brother, that God can change things in their life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nonetheless, did you know that David did not one thing unto Saul? David did not one thing unto Saul. Brethren, to call Saul to come after him. No, he didn't. Not one thing. While Saul was king, my friend, God sent Samuel down there to the house of Jesse. Yes, he did. And brethren, when he went down there, he said, "You gonna anoint me a king." Huh? Out of the house of Jesse. You know the scripture. They brought them all around. And brethren, the Lord never opened his mouth. Samuel asked Jesse, he said, "Have you not any more?" And he said, "I got one." "I got one. He's young. He's down yonder keeping the sheep." He said, "We not going to sit down till he comes." Yes, sir. Send after him. Huh? Send after him. When he saw him coming, brethren, down through there, you know what God said? God said, "He's the man! Thank God, he's the one!" Listen! Listen to what God says! Brethren, old Samuel would have done just like me or you or somebody else. Because Samuel looked them over and he thought, there's a couple of them that's pretty good boy. Yes, he did. He thought there's a couple of them that have made good kings. But brethren, God said, "He's the man." Young man. Young man. He was young. He was just according to what Saul had said over there. He said, "But thou art a youth." Huh? Thou art a youth. Thank God there had been no youth, brother, that destroyed a bear and a lion like David. No, sir. But I can tell you one thing. Brethren, David knowed who helped him. Do you know that? David knowed who helped him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This world's in a hurt. Yes, it is. This world's in a hurt. Anything. You've heard it. Ain't no need me just preaching over and over and over, brethren. Anything goes. Everything's fine. Not only that, everybody's going to heaven. Huh? We all going. Yes, sir. We all on this boat. They'll put one three-letter word in a country song, my friend, and call it a Christian song. Huh? Glory to God, what's wrong with us today? Think about it. Think about it. David didn't do anything to Saul. Brethren, at this time, did you know at this time that David went down to the house of Saul and he sat at Saul's table? There's a place made for him. Yes, sir. Saul was glad to have him when he first saw him. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Brethren, they was glad. him and Jonathan, the Bible said their souls was knit. Knit. Brethren, not in a bad way. People takes a lot of things, but brethren, these men, I believe they loved themselves. I believe they loved each other. And I'll tell you that Jonathan loved David, brethren, more than David loved Jonathan. Seemed like Jonathan gave everything he had to him. Did he not? Think about it. But brethren, David never forgot Jonathan. No, he didn't. Never forgot him. Just go ask Mephibosheth. Go ask him, my friend, about David. Glory! Listen to me, folks. We're under the influence of something. Yes, we are. We're listening to somebody. Brethren, it do us good to listen to God, even in this evil time of which we're in. It do us good to listen to him. Don't it do your heart good to see folks, brethren, that one way or another, my friend, that they just stand for the Lord, that they just stand for Jesus. Don't it do your heart good to run across folks, my friend, that can talk to you just a little bit, brethren, about the religious state of which we're in? Yeah. It does good, don't it? Brother, this world's full of it. This world's full of folks, my friend, that wants to talk about everything, but they don't want to talk too much about the Lord. What kind of influence are you under today? Huh? I ought not to say it. That's what we associate it with. What have you been drinking lately? What water you been drinking out of? What hole you been drinking out of? Huh? Where you been? Brethren, what kind? I'm going to ask you another question. Brethren, what kind of influence are you on others today? Preacher, I go to church. I'm here all the time. You preaching to me. Listen to me. That just ain't going to get it. I thought you loved me. I do. Listen. What kind of influence? Under the influence. Well, y'all know what it means. Most folks, my friend, get under the influence of them that they deal and them that they hang with. Them that they run around with. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guarantee you, we was raising our children, and I remember, brethren, I trusted my son. I did. I trusted him. He had a good heart on him. I trusted him all the way to the end as long as he was by himself. You hear me? But he get with a group, my friend. You know what that boy do? Like most others, he went with a group. Huh? Sometimes just following along. Huh? Couldn't have done much else, didn't have no money. Huh? Why is that, preacher? I knowed what I give him. Yes, sirree. There's a reason I didn't give him no more. Think about it. Think about it. Preacher, you didn't trust him. I trusted him with all my heart. Listen. By yourself, my friend, you're probably the best thing running. You hear me? How are you with a group? I don't care how long you've been in the church. How are you? Think about it. How are you when you get with a group? Yes, sir. What kind of influence, brethren, are they having on you? There's some folks, my friend, that needs to be around a Christian atmosphere for a good little while.
They are.
I can't help it. They are. And they some folks, my friend, that it doesn't matter what kind of crowd they're around. Do you know that? I've hired them. I hired them down yonder chemical place, and I never will forget these three boys. They come in there, and there's two of them toting Bibles. Yes, sir. We got into the discussion, my friend, and they said, you don't mind we read our Bible. I said, as long as it's break and lunch, you can read all you want to. Some of them didn't like that. But you know what? I didn't have to say. They told me how good Christian they was. Huh? You hear me? They told me how good Christians they was. I can't help it. They might be looking on. It doesn't matter. It's a truth. It's a fact. Brethren, I walked in one evening. I wasn't supposed to be there. I was supposed to be at home. Huh? I walked in, my friend. They was on them platforms working away, and you ain't never heard such cussing going on in your life. Huh? They never knowed I was in the plant. You hear me? They never knowed. I never told them. No, I didn't. I never told them I caught them. Huh? Preacher, why didn't you? There's a reason. There's a reason. Brethren, I'll tell you something. The Lord's always had a way, brethren, of getting people's attention. Do you know that? Always had a way. I looked up one Sunday morning down there at Stoner's, and two of the three were sitting there. Huh? Yeah. Sitting there. After meeting, they wouldn't talk to me. You know, now this I appreciate. This I really appreciate. Brother, they come around and said, we owe you an apology. I said, you really don't. I said, I hope everything's right between you and the Lord. We got it right. I said, well, thank God that you did. I said, just keep it right. Yeah. Huh? And you won't have to apologize for all that other stuff you've been doing. Huh? You hear me? Yeah. Influence. You may not say it. You may not like to think it. Brethren, but either we're having an influence or somebody's having an influence on us. One way or another. Jeroboam made a good influence on the people. You hear me? He said, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. You don't have to go away over yonder to Jerusalem and worship. You come down here to Dan at Beersheba. We're going to make us an altar right here. Yes, sir. We're going to make it convenient on you. And you don't have to do these things on these days and that. You don't have to carry them things out. We gonna make it, my friend, where you can do all that over here. Amen. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now listen to me. Brethren, you can take it ever how you want to. But brethren, just to make an influence on people, brethren, don't get it done today. You let the Lord make an influence in your life. You let the Lord be the one that tells you yea. You hear me? And nay. And I'll promise you, you listen to his yea and his nay, you won't have to worry. You won't have to worry about what man thinks. Do you know that? You don't have to worry. You say, preacher, you'll get in trouble. It don't matter. It don't matter. If you get in trouble, brother, God can help you out of it, my friend. His way. I'm a strange fella when it comes to things. Certain things. I am. Can't help it. I just am what I am. But brethren, there's some things that I know between me and my God that I just can't live with. Do you know that? between me and my Lord that I can't live with. And therefore, you're not going to catch I in the middle of it. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These things, brethren, that we are influenced today just because our brother or sister does it. I hate to say this, but I can't think of another expression. And brethren, then people says, they get by with it. They don't. What you don't see, my friend, is that torment they're going through. What you don't see is that misery that they're living with. Yes, sir. Because what? Because they allowed and they done that of which they should have not. That's why. There's things this morning, I know it ain't been a shouting message. And I know it's been, brethren, it's been a little tough on me. I've had to change the way I preach a little bit. About things, on things. I've had to even change my physical manner just a little bit about things, and it hurts me. It really does. It hurts me in one sense of the way. But I'm going to tell you folks something. I told them Wednesday night, and I'll tell the crew this morning. You listen, brethren. Listen, sisters. I don't know what God's got in store for you. But I'll guarantee you, get your heart right with God. Brother, it's going to be better for you all the way you journey. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Preacher, I'm going through some rough things. I'm going to tell you something. You go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and you study about some of them men and women that went through them things. And the Bible says they done it through faith. By faith. By faith. Huh? Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Did you hear that? Who? Not ever seen before. Huh? Think about it. Bible said that he moved with fear. Amen. Listen! Moved with fear! Brethren, ought to be something we inhabit today. Moved with fear. Prepared an ark. Yes, sir, and that to the saving of his soul. Noah being the eighth person. Huh? Listen, time wouldn't permit me to tell you about people I know personally, some living and some not. Brethren, that God moved in their life. You know what they done? They believed in God just like Noah did. And they moved with fear. Yes, sir. They moved with fear. Yes, sir. That ain't all. That ain't all. Thank God they left an influence. You hear me? They left an influence. Some of them been dead for many a year. Yes, sir. Some of them, my friend, is been gone for a long time. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure things out this morning, folks. I'm going to say this, and don't get mad at me, but I'm going to say it, and I'm just going to be straightforward with you. My friend, the generation that me and you raised, my friend, they ain't got half what me and you got. Now, you can like it or dislike it. Listen to me. They've got ways about them that's right in their own eyes today.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? That you and me's raised? Do you hear me? Yeah. Preacher, they're good folks. I ain't talking about that. I agree with you 150%. But listen to me. They are easily, easily influenced today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you ever heard the statement being said, preacher, you'll be out, you hush in a minute. I've said this many a time. I've got too much, but I've said this many a time. People talking about their children and about how they've raised them and about what they had to face. Huh? Y'all heard that? Y'all ever heard that the young people had too much to face today? Now listen. Listen to me. There's a lot of things out there to entice you. Did you hear that? To entice you. I don't care what your age is. To entice you. It'll influence you. If you pay it much mind, it most certainly will. But listen, I believe this, and I believe it with all my heart. Brethren, I believe what God done for me at 15 year old. And brethren, He kept me out of some things. Yes, sir, He kept me away from some things. And thank God put something in my heart I didn't want to go after some things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, He done that for me. Yes, sir. Marijuana was just starting. Yes, sir, when I was a 15-year-old boy. I remember the first joint I ever seen. You say, preacher, you going to tell us? I'll tell you a little bit about my bringing up. Liquor was the big thing when I was coming up. Moonshine, if you want to know the truth of it. Most certainly was. But it wasn't nothing to be hunting out in the field, my friend, or down in the woods. And Daddy said, hey, I didn't ask him. I figured it out, but I didn't ask him. Daddy'd say, now, son, if they birds go off down through yonder, he said, you don't go after them. He said, you don't go after them. I didn't ask him. I said, okay, you know. And, yeah, they'd be two or three fly off that away. And we didn't go that way. We went this way. Huh? We went this way. There's a reason he said that. Huh? Yeah, it's a big thing back in our day. Think about it. And brethren, they was them that was in my class that started smoking them joints. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you need to get off of all this. I'm just telling you, brethren, what I was raised with. And brethren, I didn't like the taste of beer. I'll just be honest with you. I didn't like it. I hated it. But liquor, my friend, was a different story. Yes, sirree. It was a different story. I was raised around it. Brethren, I was raised up in it. It's in the house. You hear me? It's in the granddaddy's house. It's in our neighbor's house. It's in everybody's house we went to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen to me. You say, preacher, you're not get on all that mess. Brethren, I've got news for you. I've got news for you. When God saved me, brethren, when He got a hold of my heart, brethren, there's some things that I hated, that I once loved, my friend. Ain't that what Paul said? And I didn't do that. 15-year-old, did he take the marijuana away? I never touched one. I've never had one in my hand. I've never had one close to me in my mouth. No, I've not. Nowhere form or fashion. And I wouldn't to this day. I wouldn't. No way. But listen, God done some things. The Lord done some things. Them influential boys that I run with. My friend, I went with them. I done things.
things. But brother, when God saved my soul, brother, everything changed in my life. Yes, it did. It changed. Things was different. Oh, it was oh so different. It's different now since the Lord saved me. It's different now. I can't help it this morning. I can't help what the message is. It is what it is. The point that I was trying to get across, my friend, in my day, it worked in my day. Do you know that? It worked in my day. And them boys had influence on me. They did. I'll tell you something else. And you might not think it's too bad. There's a group of boys, my friend, that get to going downtown before school every morning. And they'd get down there, and we had the Adairsville 5 and 10. And we had the little market that was open down there. You say, preacher, you ought not tell all this. Ain't many folks know, or any hardly at all know some of this. But I'll tell you one thing. I know what the Lord done for me when He saved my soul. Brethren, the influence of things change under, being under the influence. But brethren, they all got to talking. They had come back to school and they'd get to talking about one of them would do this and one of them would do that. One of them stole a ball bat. Yes, sir. And several of them stole some balls and some of them got this and that and another. And it wasn't no initiation to be in this group, but if you wanted to come with them, you had to thieve a little. You hear me? Huh? Well, preacher, you're not. I'm just telling you how it was. Well, brethren, I got the bright idea one day I got the bright idea I was going with them. We got in that 5 and dime store, and brethren, they was just scattered out. They were stretched out. It was a big store. Right, they wouldn't know why that one little woman watched everybody in there. Just wouldn't know why. But I didn't lay a hand on nothing. I looked and I'll tell you about the time I'd try to do something. It'd just get all over me. And I said, I ain't going to do that. Amen. Huh? Amen. Huh? This is before I was saved. I want you to listen. We dropped down to the drugstore. Back there, they had little bitty aisles and there's little dark in places. I'll tell you, I got the shock of my life. You hear me? I got the shock of my life. I never stole anything. But I picked up something, and I had all intentions. All intentions. Boy, I was looking at it. You know what I mean? I was looking it over. And I was figuring out how I could get it in my pocket without nobody catching on. Yes, sir. And while I was doing all this looking and figuring out, they somebody come up.
Amen.
And I jumped. I literally jumped. Jumped. You know who it was? I looked around. You know who it was? It's the owner. The owner of that store. Yes, sir. The owner. Yes, sir. I was caught. I knowed I was caught. I hadn't even stole it. And I was caught. You hear me? You know what that owner done? He said, Randy, he said, I need somebody to work on Saturdays. He said, you think you could work for me? I got the shock of my life. You hear me? Huh? Yes, sir. He is a smart man. Do you know that? He is a smart man. Preacher, what makes him so smart? He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. I told him, I said, I think we can figure something out. He said, of course, you'd be over there behind the soda fountain. He said, but you would have to take money, you know, and this and that and other. I said, we can do that. We can do that. We can get that done. You know what Randy done? When we got back to school, I gathered them boys together and I said, boys, I said, there'd be no more picking down at the drugstore. Said, I'm going to be working down there. And I said, I'll tell you one thing. I said, you ain't going to steal nothing, and I know it. That's just what I told them. To this day, I still ain't stolen. Glory, ain't that good? Ain't that good? That man helped me. Do you know that? Helped me physically, naturally. You say, preacher, that's a good story, but I got news for you. When Jesus saved my soul, my friend, all them other little old things was gone. They is gone. And some of them things that could have been rough. You hear me? Some of those things that could have been my life and could have been my lifestyle. Yes, sir. There's about three that I know of. There's about three that I know of. You hear me? We had our 40th anniversary about 10 years ago. About 8 years ago for sure. 9 years ago. I'll get it right. Our 40th anniversary. And there's three of them boys, my friend, that's just like they was. You know what I mean? They're just like they was. There's no difference in them today as they was the days that we went to school. No difference. Into the same things. Proud of it. Boast about it. Yes, sir. It's not secondhand news, my friend. That's first-handed. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brother, you say, preacher, what's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. They would not come, brethren, to the place to where they had seemed like even let God deal with their heart. I don't know. There's two of them that I don't know a whole lot about, but there's one I know's been witnessed to for years on end. Years on end. You hear me? What kind of influence are you under? Huh? What kind of influence? That's going to be the message. Come get a verse of a song.